And it all suddenly came back to me that, where this hotel was. It was almost opposite Harrods in Kensington, Knightsbridge. And the Grateful Dead were staying in, I don't think they had the entire floor, but they had like several apartments interconnected. And it was, if you know anything about the Grateful Dead, everything about that was as you would imagine. It was like a touring tribe. There's the band itself that had varying numbers at any one time. There would be a hardcore of five, and then sometimes it expanded to six, seven, eight, or nine, depending on what they were doing, where they were at that particular time. And then all of their entourage, you know, their minders, their manager, their PR people, the sound people. And so I can remember now, I think it was a summer's day, going up to this apartment and going through the front door, and there were just people all over the place. And my guide from the record company said, this is Jerry. If you want to talk with Jerry, I'm sure Jerry would be very happy to have a chat. And Garcia said, yeah, man, yeah, okay, let's have a chat. Yeah, great, fine. And I think he was just crashed out on a sofa, sort of like with his feet up, relaxing before the gig that evening. And I was trying to interview him. And as you will know, if you're interviewing somebody, you do have to get physically fairly close to them with a microphone. And it wasn't very easy to get that close to him because he was reclining. So he did sound a little bit off mic throughout the whole interview. Because it was a summer's day and it was warm, all of the windows were wide open. So even though we were on like the third or the fourth floor, you could hear passing traffic from down below, going down the main road in Knightsbridge, and every now and there, honking of traffic. I mean, it was quite nice because it had a natural feel, but in terms of technical quality, it left quite a bit to be desired. And nobody else in the room was really very bothered that I was trying to interview Jerry Garcia. So they were just going about their own business and coming in and out of the room. There are doors banging, phones going in the background. Garcia didn't blink an eyelid to the whole thing. It was obviously been there many, many times before, being interviewed in that way.
It's really interesting to hear that account, because I listened to it and you can hear that the interviewee is slightly quieter than yourself, but I heard the background noise and the traffic and the stuff going on, and I thought, well, it must be the Rainbow Theatre in Finsbury Park where they were going to play.
Oh, right, and yes.
That's how I interpreted those sounds. And so I suppose, you know, your interpretation of the recording is not the listener's.
Yeah, that's an interesting take on it, because I'm just thinking of it in terms of the technical quality and how I would have wanted him to sound clearer and more on mic and less background noise. But on the other side of it, it does give it an ambience which, as you say, could have been in the dressing room just before they do a gig.
I'm going to have a listen back now that you've told me what's going on in the background. That sounds much more interesting than Finsbury Park traffic.
Yeah. The one thing that came back to me with all of those interviews, all three of them, was the frustration of listening back and thinking to myself, I wish I had had more information. I wish I'd had more time to prep before I had done those interviews. As I mentioned before, Colin Walters at Piccadilly and his boss, Philip Birch, were great guys, but they really knew how to push you to the limit to get the most out of you from their perspective. At that time, I was making rock interviews. I was producing drama and drama documentaries at weekends. I was making a series of political programs that went out once a week. At one point, I was producing a sports program on a Saturday. Life was very full. And when I got these opportunities to do these interviews, I really didn't have the time to do the kind of homework that, on listening back, I wish I had. But there you go. At least I got to meet them.